everyone's probably aware the wastewater infrastructure across much of the county, in particular in Arclare, is totally antiquated and inadequate, I suppose. It was designed and delivered maybe 30, 40, 50 years ago. It served its purpose, but they're no longer fit for purpose. They're no longer really, there's no treatment as such taking place in times of heavy rainfall. The whole lot is washed through the system effectively out into the Aina River and on into the shore at Lahinch. You know, so that's the Simon plant, the Lahinch plant, and a plant in Milton Malby, effectively the same thing, where it's going out to Spanish Point. So we're I suppose dealing with environmental fallout from that and a lot of illness and sickness, people using the beach. The beach is regularly being closed each summer. And maybe agricultural farmers feeling that they're taking the brunt of the blame when those beach closures take place. When anyone that goes to see these plants can see that there's, very effectively raw sewage being discharged into our watercourses. And I suppose in 21st century, it's totally unacceptable. And it's hugely frustrating, I suppose, the slow progress in getting the necessary upgrades to these plants. I mean, I have to acknowledge, I suppose, some plants in Arclare, like Siliscanner, Kilfenora, Ballyvaughan, and there's, progress being made. But these particular ones at Lahinch, Innisfail and Milton Malby, in big population areas and areas that have become hugely attractive for people to come and live and work and hopefully have families and keep the social vibrancy going in those areas. You know, that the towns are being restricted now, that there's no development allowed. And in a time of, as we know, a housing crisis, where there's a shortage of houses, both social housing and private housing, the idea is, we won't see development of houses again until the end of this decade at the earliest. Yeah, is a huge, hugely frustrating situation.
And that word frustration, Liam, that Shane mentions, it's one thing, and it wouldn't be the first time we've talked about issues with inadequate wastewater infrastructure in the county and in that part of the county, but the fact that it is now leading to the halting of the development of houses, and as Shane says, in a housing crisis when they've never been needed more than they're needed now. I presume people are expressing their frustration to public representatives such as yourself.
Yeah, I think the lack of adequate wastewater for infrastructure is the biggest problem facing North Clare right now. One, because it's poisoning our waters, our rivers and our oceans, but it's leading to the housing crisis. I think if we had a wastewater infrastructure that works in the likes of Innisfail and Lahinch now, you'd have another 50 houses in the area probably immediately. You'd have the 30 social housing we've been promised for Innisfail, but there's also housing developments in Lahinch that have been denied planning permission, which are so badly needed for, the staff, the businesses, the local people to have somewhere to live. So it's the biggest problem, and it's just so evident. I was down at the Falls on Thursday with the Minister Ryan. He asked to come down. I said, this is what I want to show him. We stood there and watched raw sewage go into the river from the pumping station there. And like the plant in Innisfail is built in the 1940s. It essentially just filters the liquid through a bed of stones. That's how it works. And like they're prehistoric almost in how they work. And there isn't a proper road access to one in Innisfail. Same with the one in Milltown, and they're not desludged properly for that reason. So it's primitive stuff that's going on, and it's poisoning the river. I think it has a massive effect on the beach closures and the water quality there, and it is leading to housing crisis. It's kind of a double-edged sword in how it affects life here in North Clare, and it's so badly needed.
Shane, as I mentioned, Iscairn is hoping to construct a new wastewater treatment plant in Enniskillen by the end of 2029. I mean, a situation like this happening now, people must be absolutely, and we'd say frustration, they must be livid that it's going to take that long for this to be done when it's needed right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose the look there today, we got an update from Iscairn back in October of last year on this infrastructure, I suppose, across water and wastewater. And at that stage, they indicated the Innisfail plant to be at concept design stage and said that similar plants of a similar nature take between 5 and 7 years to deliver from a planning to land acquisition and finally the development side of it. And that's, in a best-case scenario, without legal challenges and judicial reviews and all the rest of it, that can happen. So I suppose the length of time that capital infrastructure takes to be delivered in the country, and we're aware of it at a national level, It's beyond frustrating. I wrote to the minister on the 8th of February when we realised that the Sinnes Diamond Houses were put on hold. I wrote to the minister, who, bizarrely, we have a minister that's responsible both for housing and also responsible for Irish Water. And I wrote to him to point that out, one arm of his department could no longer deliver housing, while the other arm, which was responsible for delivering the wastewater infrastructure, needed to get its ass in gear, I suppose, and try and get these projects pushed along further.
And did you receive any sort of response or a satisfactory response?
No, not a satisfactory response. There was a standard response, I suppose, that effectively these are matters for Irish Water, and that they have a development cycle and a funding cycle, and that these plants are within that cycle. But, you know, when you're told that the cycle can take between 5 and 7 years in the best case scenario, you know, we're really, really in a bad, bad place. And that's the point I made to the minister is, we need houses currently, right now, for, as Liam says, for young people to live and work in the area and service the, you know, what are hugely successful pieces of the economic picture in the area, I suppose. And, you know, there's a lot of good news stories around that, but we need to be able to provide houses for those people. And I suppose what we're dealing with here is it's a three-prong. I suppose you have an environmental disaster, you have an economic, restriction or disaster, and then it's a social fabric disaster as well when you can't ensure the vibrancy of these communities. So, you know, there couldn't be a more pressing issue for us in North Clare, I suppose.
And I suppose that's the particularly the latter point that Shane makes, Liam, a social fabric disaster that, I was in a part of Clare a couple of weeks ago where they spoke about people in, finishing school or college or in their 20s, 30s, who would like to live in where they're from but have no choice but to go elsewhere because of lack of housing and so on. With these 30 homes now put on hold, are you fearful that, people of that age bracket may have no choice but to go to Dublin or perhaps even further afield, be it UK, America or Australia, but even though they would love to stay in around Ennis-Dyman?
That's already the case, even without these 30 houses. You know, there's already huge pressure on particularly, our rental accommodation in North Clare. It's competitive with just there's a lack of houses, and then there's also, a very profitable Airbnb market that a lot of those properties are onto. So it's very hard already for people, but, the future of the wastewater infrastructure is very frustrating at times, and dealing with Irish Water, now called Uisce Éireann, is a disaster as well, and it's an entity that's, proven to be a disaster. They're answerable to no one. Look, I've been trying to look for an update since that report we got a year and a half ago that me and Shane got, and I sent an email request. I've called them a month ago for an update on the progress of Ennis-Dyman, Lahinch and Milltown, and no reply. Like, they're not answerable to anyone. If it was still run by the council, at least you go in and talk to someone and see what's going on. They said a feasibility study was done. They won't present that to me or give me any information about it. Like, dealing with Uisce Éireann, who obviously just poisoned the river a few months ago at the drinking water plant, like, it is a disaster. And I've big concerns. I think we were originally told 2027 was this new plan for Lynch and Ennis-Dyman, and then we get an update, it's 2029. And, they've a good history of kicking the can down the road, and that's what I'm really fearful of, particularly with Lahinch and Ennis-Dyman. The sites that exist currently aren't suitable for a plant. Lahinch, the wastewater plant, often floods. When there's big tides and heavy rain, it's on a floodplain, so they're not going to build it there. The one in Ennis-Dyman, as I said, doesn't have a road to it. They actually have to get farmers with slurry tanks to go in and de-sludge it, because they can't get a truck in there to do that. So they need to acquire land and a site, and that's a big hurdle for any plant to get by. So more pressure needs to be put on Uisce Éireann, but the problem is they're not really answerable to anyone. We have an email address, we have a phone number, but, they can just keep kicking the can on their own. That's really frustrating for us.